Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
So you're a freshman in college and you grew up in California, but you've moved all the way to New York and you're like ready to start your new life. But you had a pretty good high school life. Like you were a jock and stuff. You were a swimmer. And you run into on campus, you run into this girl that you went to high school with, but like you weren't really friends. Like I think you maybe signed her yearbook at graduation, but like you barely know her. And you're like, oh my God, it's crazy that you ended up at the same college as me. I thought you were going to Stanford. And she's like, yeah, crazy. And then she like runs away. And you're like, oh, fuck, that's weird. Then later you have a conversation on the roof at a party and she tells you that what happened, the reason she was acting all squirrely was because the reason she came to University of New York was for you. Her name's Felicity and she decided to go to college for you all the way across the country. What do you do?
This is Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out about real love and fake relationships.
I'm Colin.
I'm Kelly.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Patrick.
It seems like a bit much.
I mean, yeah, well, like, what is your responsibility to this person? Like, is nothing, right?
I mean, I think I would feel a little bit freaked.
Yeah.
Because they're all but confessing a four-year secret crush.
Yes, and that they made, like, big changes in their personal life.
Mm-hmm.
Which I guess you don't necessarily know that part, but, like, that, I mean, that is part of it. They changed their life plan to see, they kind of did, like, the big gesture to see you.
And you didn't have a relationship prior to this, you're saying?
No, you said in the yearbook, like,
Hackus.
I'm sorry?
Hackus? Have a kick-ass summer?
Oh, never had that one. I knew Hags.
Yeah.
I knew Never Change.
Too cool to be forgotten.
what's the other one?
Keep it cool.
Like yeah, stay
keep
cool.
Keep stay cool. Cool.
Don't change. We already say that.
Yeah.
Never change, yeah.
But no, he said something like, I always thought you were really cool. Wish we'd gotten to know each other better. You know, good luck with your life. I'm sure you'll do great things.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy, that is a goodbye. I'll never see you again.
But a warm signature. One.
A warm yes. One, yeah. But
like, the thing nice. About Hackus is that is a goodbye, I'll never see you again that you don't have to think about.
Also, yeah, like, also, like, I don't even know you. Like, this one
yeah,
is...
Yeah, he thoughtfully wrote a thing in her yearbook, but it wasn't an invitation to come move to New York.
Mm-hmm.
No, usually those are pretty explicit.
Yes.
Yeah.
But also, New York, what, population of, like, 7 or 8 million? She doesn't need to be invited by him.
That's a good point.
They have an open door policy.
I mean, also, people go to colleges for stupider reasons.
Yeah. I mean, what are you going to do? Like, I don't know, like, whisk her away from her boyfriend who's an RA and then have a 5-year dramatic soap opera relationship that includes a time jump and a magic thing?
There's magic in Felicity?
There is in the final season. they what? Do magic to what if, because like Felicity in the early show, it's a triangle between her RA and then the guy she went to high school with that she has a crush on. Mm-hmm. And she chooses the guy she went to high school with. But she stays with him for a long time, and eventually he cheats on her, and she's sad. And so she gets her friend to do a spell, and the spell. This is like seriously the last like three episodes of the show.
What?
There's actual magic, and the show is not magic. Mm-hmm. There's no magic in the show. But then they do a spell, and Felicity goes back in time and changes the night. Like the night she officially chose Ben, she chooses Noel instead.
This just feels like J.J. Abrams like priming his pump a little bit when he thinks no one is watching.
100%. And like then he did shows where you could do shit like that and like wave your hands and make it make sense.
And he never looked back.
Yeah. But like, no, Felicity was not a magic show, but it ends with a magic. And then, but Felicity is Felicity with all of her future. I guess that would have been a better hot take. Felicity is Felicity with all her current knowledge. Like she knows about the future that she lived when she goes back in time. She's also very freaked out about it, right? Because, like, would you really change anything if you actually knew everything? It's less a domino and more like you are a domino.
Mm.
Did you guys see the that clip from the finale of The Blacklist that they
animated? Oh, my God, that, like, PlayStation 2 stuff?
So they animated it because, like, they were filming it when, like, everything shut down. Mm-hmm. And so they, like, animated the end of it. And there's never been... like animated shit on the show before.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It sounds a lot like this. Felicity being like, oh, fuck, I don't know. We need time travel to explore this.
Yeah.
Yeah. She can't just have regrets. She has to. Because like every show about a reunion is about regrets, right? Like she couldn't just have a reunion and have regrets. They had to have her go back, travel back in time. I think Brian Posehn, isn't it? It's very weird. But she goes back in time with her current knowledge. And that's honestly a premise for a different show, right?
Totally.
I mean, that's an interesting show.
It feels like a Charmed, but you have to get them back to the regular reality by the end of the episode.
Right. Well, I think they do like, it's like a 3 or 4 episode arc. Oh, and also, this is just Felicity finale talk. a character dies. In one version of, like, in the real, in, like, the one we've been watching, like, she dies in the post-college life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then they do this, like, the girl goes back in time. We don't see her Felicity doesn't do anything to save her friend, but somehow when everything gets righted, the friend is alive in there.
Mm-hmm. Butterfly effect.
Mm.
Right, but she was supposed to just go back to her real timeline.
Oh, you know what?
Forgot they killed her.
I was just having this conversation today about how like how much like retcon is in Back to the Future 2. Like the whole thing with Needles being introduced, the character played by Flea, and the whole concept of him being you know, like not liking being called a chicken and stuff like that. Yeah. And they play it as if that was part of the character all along, but really it's invented in the sequel. And then I thought about it. It's because he's rich in this timeline. And he has, like, he has a different perspective of the world and who he is. Like, Marty McFly gets plopped in, and he remembers both realities. But he's technically, in that timeline, lived a different life and is a different person.
Well, wait, but does he remember both?
Does he remember both?
Because he's surprised that there's a truck for him to take to the lake with Jennifer.
But he's that Marty. There isn't another Marty of that timeline waiting.
No,
that
well, because that Marty got into a different time machine and went back to a different version of 1955.
It's like multiverse-y.
Yeah, that's how, like, the bed that Marty wakes up in is the same bed that a different Marty went to bed in the night before and then snuck out to go... time travel.
And then where does that Marty go?
That's a great question.
There was a night that Ryan came over, I think, so that we could play Sabacc, right?
Yes.
And we ended up mapping out all of the characters in Back to the Future, including the different Martys and different Docs. Yeah.
Which, if you've never played Sabacc, it's not part of the game.
No, that's a different activity entirely.
We just like stumbled upon this activity and got very serious about it. Mm-hmm. And because there's... there's a lot of levels. And then there's also, and we, which is something that often comes up when people talk about the multiple things, but there is a Jennifer who is left in a timeline that isn't her own in the garbage.
Right.
And but she's just left up, there.
She wakes up and it's all fine, Doc assures us.
Well, and that version of Jennifer is in a different version of the final version of 1985, because she has the fax saying you're fired, which changes.
Yeah, and wait, she doesn't stay. There's no version of Jennifer that we see that stays in the garbage, because the cops pick her up and bring her to the future McFly home.
You're right. She doesn't stay in the garbage. She stays in a world where that's not her house.
There's the point is there's a couple different.
Oh, she has
different...
to stay in. She stays in the one where their neighborhood is like violent. Is that what you're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
But the point is, there's a lot going on.
Yes.
I think it's interesting. We didn't think of what if the Martys were integrating.
Well, there does seem to be some sort of like timeline collapsings onto themselves and like old timelines that cease to exist. But that's hard to prove.
Right. But if timelines cease to exist, then how does Marty in the original movie cease to exist?
Well, he starts.
Wouldn't there just, if there's infinite time, like.
Yeah. I think that the model of this one, of Back to the Future, is not a multiverse model. It's like a looper model, right?
Well, no, I think there is multiverse brought up in Back to the Future 2, because when he goes to bad. When he goes to like Biff Town, I can't remember the name of where they live. But when he goes to Biff Town, Doc tells him that he can't just go back in time because they'll be going back in time in the new timeline that they are now in.
Right. So it's like Looper.
Yes.
Is that the Looper theory?
But
I think
so. It goes back to what you said at the beginning, Colin. The theory of time travel in Back to the Future 2 and what Back to the Future 2 is not. You have to do a lot of flips to get it to be consistent to Back to the Future 1.
Because I think it's that they're in that world, there's only one timeline. There's only one time. And it's like whatever you do changes it. So like when he's like, I just want to go back. I mean, Back to the Future 2 is tricky because I feel like it does not really jive completely. Like it's like what Ryan said.
Hmm. Yeah, it kind of presents like two different ideas at once, right? That there are alternate timelines, and that I'm starting to confuse myself. I don't know how much longer I can talk about Back to the Future.
I was just trying to figure out how Felicity saved her friend's life.
I mean, the other piece is it could be like a more of a Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure time travel situation, where like just leave a note somewhere saying "Don't get in your car on this date,"
and then it happens.
Yeah, which to me is I think Bill and Ted is one of the cleanest versions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
because they just say, "Oh, we'll go back and fix that." Oh, did it? Cool.
Yeah,
moving on, and then we don't have to actually see the butterfly effect. Which is like, okay, we'll go back in time and fix that. So maybe Felicity somehow. I mean, but that would have been an interesting scene to see on television. I think sometimes it's like they have to bring people back from the dead because there's unfinished business. Or they're, you know, they're still moving around even though they're dead.
Right, like they're shambling through like a zombie.
Ooh. Ooh.
We're doing zombie ships today. That is because finally, after multiple delays, The Last of Us Part 2 is coming out.
Woo-hoo. We think.
Allegedly.
We believe as of the time of
that's
recording.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, wouldn't it be fun if the day that this episode released that not only... is Last of Us out, but the New Mutants movie drops?
That would be pretty cool.
If all of the things that we were talking about being unreleased 2 weeks ago were suddenly officially released.
Yeah.
It would kind of overwhelm me, to be honest.
Too. There would be so much to do today. But first, listen to our podcast.
Yeah. Priorities.
But so we're talking about zombie ships.
Sure are. You got a zombie ship?
Oh, I got a zombie ship. Did any of you play an original Xbox game by the name of Dead Rising?
Oh, I remember.
No, that sounds really
it.
Familiar.
It's kind of, it's a shoot 'em up, right?
So not really. Dead Rising is,
okay.
It's like an open world game set in a mall that is overrun by zombies.
And it's about like collecting components and making improvised weapons and sort of like upgrading and just being, it's like a GTA kind of model where it's about havoc. Right.
Kind of, yeah. I mean, it's
okay.
It's about a lot of things, because you live in this mall for like one in-game week, and there are various things that like pop off in the mall that like you can address. There are like psychopaths who, you know, have taken the zombie chaos to like, you know, forge crazy new identities where like they fight you and are supervillains basically. And then there are also like all these survivors. And so you can spend your time rescuing survivors or eliminating psychopaths or just fortifying yourself to like escape. And the protagonist of this game is a photojournalist by the name of Frank West. And Frank is great. I love him because he is so detached from everything that's going on. Like he talks like such a big game about like, oh yeah, I've covered wars and like, you know, I've been to, you know, battle zones and like, you know, I just, wherever I go, I just like take pictures of stuff and I don't care about danger. And even when you like rescue everyone and like do your best to be a genuine fucking hero as Frank, like it just feels like slimy and gross the whole time. but so I wanted to ship Frank with someone else who like goes on a bunch of adventures and is mostly just interested in the adventure. Like there's maybe someone that they're saving or like something that they're recovering, but mostly you can tell they're just in it for the goddamn adventure. So I want to ship Frank West with Indiana Jones.
Because
Indiana Jones, okay. he's going to the jungles of South America. He's going to, you know, the temples of doom. And like,
he's going on Last Crusade.
He's going into a spaceship. And he just,
no, he just watches aliens arrive to get their spaceship.
And they're interdimensional and not from outer space. You're right. But Indiana Jones always has, he's always dragging along someone with him who doesn't want to fucking be there. And I wish he could just have Frank West, who A, is going to take some great pictures, but B, also just wants to be on the adventure as much as he does.
I like this.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it.
Now, is he like, what is his toad, Frank? Does he have like, because I'm starting to picture like Mummy and that guy who hangs out with Mummy guy.
Wait, which guy who hangs
wait,
out with
which
Mummy?
One?
Rick, and then there's like the slick guy who hangs
like
out with
him. Like the face tattoo guy?
No.
The skinny guy who's like
the skinny guy.
No. So he's way cooler than skinny guy.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Frank West is like, he is battle hardened, right? Like, you can't really do anything to freak him out.
Does he make jokes?
Kinda, but
Indiana Jones has a big sense of humor, and I don't know if he could be with someone who doesn't get the humor.
So
I think that would bum him
out.
But I also think Indiana Jones needs somebody that's gonna less make jokes and more laugh at his, like, be, you know, Indiana Jones needs someone that's gonna be very amused by him.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So that, yeah. I guess that's the question. Is Frank able to be amused?
So whether or not Frank is able to be genuinely amused, he's going to be a good like ass kiss, like in the right, like to like infiltrate place. Yeah. Well, like, and maybe not in like a sincere way, but in a way that like, you know, he's doing it to like hang with the guys. You know what I mean? Where like he'll laugh at a joke that is like too off color for him or that he doesn't like because he knows it'll get him more access. So I think.
So is he going to betray Indiana Jones like almost everyone who's ever been close to him?
Yeah, probably. So we can take some like rad pics of like a human sacrifice of Indiana Jones.
Oh.
Or like Indiana Jones will like make a deal with somebody to be like, okay, if you let me help you and get this artifact, I'm not going to tell anyone about what happened here. And then Frank publishes
at 100%. Well, because look, he's going to get paid for those pics too.
Yeah. No, I like this now. I'm into it. People betraying Indiana Jones is kind of
it's pretty good.
Yeah. He's always going to win in the end. He'll be fine.
Well, it's just, it's crucial to the second act.
Yeah.
I just watched Temple of Doom last night. It is amazing how much that movie is like, now just watch the characters suffer for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
It's brutal.
It's weird because, like, even though that movie is like low key racist, and let's not even just say low key, I still really like it. I really like that movie.
Do you like it? How does it rank among the Indiana Jones for you?
Secretly, it's my favorite one.
Wow.
Yeah, mm. I know. I know it's sacrilegious for me to say that.
It's okay.
And it's like you. Racist against like my people. And yet mm-hmm. I'm still like, you know what though? There's something about it that I like. I think it's purely nostalgic. I think if I had seen it for the first time now, I would not like it the most.
Yeah. The thing about that one that I've just am like impressed with is how far off genre they go. Like, that's really the thing I like about Temple of Doom is that Spielberg was like, we're just doing like a different kind of adventure. And then when that was poorly received, they're like, okay, we'll make two more of the exact same kind of adventure as the first one. But I don't know. Well,
the thing is, like,
fun.
A Temple of Doom gets around to being the same kind of adventure, like at the end, when they start to like ride around in the mine carts and stuff like that. Feels like, classic Raiders. And like the beginning of that movie is like a straight up James Bond scene, mm-hmm. Where they're like in the club and like, you know, the diamond and all the ice on the floor, and like people are scrambling around for like he needs the antidote. So it feels like mm-hmm. they do two different kinds of adventures and get to do like genuine Indiana Jones stuff in the end.
Yeah, totally. You're right.
Yeah.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Anyone else have a zombie ship?
I do. Okay. So I was thinking of zombies. They infect people. They are similar to the Zerg. Are we kind of, does that kind of fit?
I don't know what the Zerg is.
Okay, the Zerg is from StarCraft.
Okay.
And there is a character called Sarah Kerrigan. She is also known as the Queen of Blades. She was a human, a psionic human, so she had like psychic abilities. And basically, like, she was experimented on a lot, like, didn't really have any chance to be a normal person.
Aww.
And then she gets infected by the Zerg.
Wait, is the Zerg like the Borg? Like,
it's like the Borg. Okay. And so the Zerg basically is like a variety of species. And like Earthlings basically are called Terrans. Okay. So like it's like Terrans and like other species that have all been like taken over by the Zerg to become part of the Zerg. So it's kind of Borg.
Yeah, it's got like a collective thing going on there.
Yeah. And she, because she is so psionically powerful, is able to, she becomes basically the Queen of Blades, which is like the leader of the Zerg.
Oh,
and
cool.
She's like the big bad of the StarCraft series. Okay. And her, like, her character has been, like, people really like her, and she's inspired, like, books, and, like, her character's been explored a lot.
Okay.
So I feel like she, I want this to be, like, maybe right before she becomes Queen of Blades. Like, maybe she's, like, infected by the Zerg. But because in my mind, this is kind of a, like, non-canon, because, like, some of it doesn't line up, whatever. But in my mind,
I'm sorry, Kelly, you're going to propose a ship that isn't canon?
You know
so
what?
Out of character.
You know what? I'm not going to allow it this week.
Holy shit.
Canon ships only,
canon
Kelly.
Ships only.
I'm glad I got Indiana Jones Frank West in before that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Right under the wire.
Well, Patrick, you're just grandfathered in then.
So she... in my mind, she's like psychic, like her psychic powers are strong enough that she's still kind of like aware.
Mm-hmm.
And like is kind of still, I mean, the problem is she's never really been a self because she's been like under the control of like somebody at some point.
Yeah.
But you know, the Sarah is somewhere in there.
Right.
While she's also like kind of becoming stronger and like scarier. She looks really tight. You should look it up if you want to see what she looks like. Queen of Blades. She looks awesome. And so since this is happening in space, I was thinking there's another character that lives in space that is also extremely, extremely powerful, has also like psychic-ish powers, their biotic powers. And I'm thinking of Jack from Mass Effect 2, who, and 3 as a kind of an NPC cameo, mm-hmm. who also has been experimented on her whole life, was known as Project Zero, has been...
That's rude.
Isn't that mean?
Project Zero to Hero.
Yeah.
And maybe, like, I don't know what happens.
Even so, it's still kind of rude. You're still calling someone a hero.
Oh, it's like, you know, it's Teen Hercules. It gets better.
It does get better for him.
But so she, like, when you play Mass Effect, like, she likes when you do, like, Renegade stuff, and, like, she's very about, like, vengeance and, like,
okay.
And all that stuff. So I think that they meet, and in my mind, Jack is the one that like pushes Sarah to become Queen of Blades and like take over the very thing that took her
cool.
over.
Oh yeah.
So like I think that she and they're all about vengeance and like, you know, I think that Queen of Blades kind of sets the Zerg out to like kill and help because Jack could definitely do it by herself, but yeah. Help Jack kill the people that have wronged her.
I love it.
And so that's just my ship, is that it's just rage.
Vengeance.
No, that's yeah, super
vengeance
cool.
Vengeance and rage.
I love, one of the things I love about Kerrigan is that she is, like, it could be read as such a tragic story, but, like, she's just such a, like, badass as, like, the ruler of the Zerg that, like, no one celebrates her as, like, a, like, she's not seen in the fan community as, like, a victim of anything. She's, like,
no.
She's this amazing figure at the heart of the StarCraft like universe. It's so cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. I do like that too. I like that it's not just like, oh, poor Sarah. Yeah. It's like she's living her best life right now. She looks amazing. She has like bone wings. It's like truly like glow up.
I want this to be a show. I want to watch this.
Yeah.
Like Extreme Zerg Makeover.
Well, yes, it should be called Extreme Zerg Makeover. StarCraft is a weak name. And I think it should be paired, even though I know Netflix doesn't do pairings, but it should be paired with Witcher. That's how I picture it in my mind.
Yes.
So
no,
I want
it is
that level of like weird camp, but I want like just as much focus on the quote unquote villains as the heroes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree. I agree. That would be
as long as we get a Porcupine Knight cameo, I'm in.
But yeah, that's my ship.
I like it
too.
Thank
it's a good
you.
One.
Thank you.
Colin, do you have a zombie ship?
I do. So could you imagine how frustrating it would be as a musician if you're well established. You've had a, you know, commercial successes. It's been good to you. And you're like, you know what? A gig's a gig. I'll go play this private event because, like, hey, you know, it's a night. It's fun to work. I love to perform. And then you're killed by zombies as a result. What a drag. Could you imagine how frustrating that would be?
Yeah. Especially for you because you're a musician.
Exactly. So I think the only thing that would, like, sort of heal that wound is if you found out that pretty much the exact same thing happened to one of your contemporaries and you guys meet up now as zombies and start, like, a zombie supergroup where you're a rock band and you go on tour eating brains and causing hell. So,
causing hell. Well, you know, raising hell. You're causing it.
Raising havoc and causing hell.
Okay, so is this based on characters?
Yes.
Are these OCs? Okay.
No, this is
Wait, his ship is just OCs.
It would make me happy if one of us did that. I'm just putting that out there, episode whatever we're on. Just so everyone knows, if one day you come to the table with some OCs,
that's a really good idea for a full-on episode. Like, OCs, just, we have to just sell them, and we're like, okay.
Okay, no, who are these people, Colin?
One of them is Rob Thomas of Matchbox 20.
Okay.
Because this scenario befalls him in iZombie, the CW series. He goes to play this, like, corporate event at the, like, facility where zombies are being tested on, and they created the energy drink that led to the zombie apocalypse and whatnot. And during the show, a bunch of zombies get created in a hallway when employees are doing drugs and drinking Supermax, which is the formula of energy drink that creates zombieism.
Does Rob Thomas guest on iZombie?
Yes, Rob Thomas plays himself in iZombie.
I need to get back on that show.
It's really great. And
by the way, there's an inside joke here that I think, yeah. I don't know if everybody listening will know. The creator of the show iZombie is named
Rob Thomas.
Mm-hmm. But and not that Rob Thomas.
Yeah, so they finally, like, and actually, it's like a runner that Steven Weber's character loves Rob Thomas, the musician. And then I think this is, like, the final note in that joke.
Because I remember that joke, but I didn't realize that actual Rob Matchbox 20's Rob Thomas.
That's a good escalation of that.
Yeah.
Okay, so who's he loving and causing hell with?
Dexter Holland, the lead singer of The Offspring, who was killed by the titular Idle Hand in Idle Hands, if you remember that 1999.
Does Idle Hands make you zombies?
It did for Seth Green and what's his name?
That's
Foggy
right.
Nelson. So they get together. I think, like, the pop grooves of, Rob Thomas's work and the sort of, you know, pop punk, like, certainly their older stuff is a little harder edge of The Offspring.
But we also know Rob Thomas, he's a crossover king.
Yes.
Could we ever forget the Summer of Smooth? Never will.
I think about it every day.
It's a hot one, y'all.
What does that sound like filtered through zombies, though? Does music become more lethargic when performed by zombies, or does that not matter? Is it just more violent?
Well, I think there is. Oh, maybe it's like a who's a good example? It's like kind of like a sludge thing, you know, like a lot of interludes and like minute and a half long buildups of just like a lot of feedback and distortion, and then like it gets like aggressive, but with a Rob Thomas hook. I think it could be a pretty good band.
Yeah, I would try it on Spotify. I'm not gonna like buy an album.
No.
Yeah.
No, but I would listen. I would listen to it, and if it. Honestly, if it came on from like a suggested by, you know what I mean? I'm listening to something and then that comes on. I would keep listening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Give it a chance.
Yeah. And it's going to make it into like the horror playlist and stuff because it's like the first publicly out zombie band.
Yeah. I like this.
It's worth checking out.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good ship, Kyle.
Solid. Thanks.
Do you think we should answer a question from Twitter?
I think
Twitter?
We should get it.
Yes, please.
Did we not get a Mogi?
Yeah,
oh,
that was.
Fuck.
I mean, that's okay, Colin.
No, I'm sorry. I lost track. I'm sorry, Mogi.
It's okay. I mean, mine is pretty generic, and it's not that good. And I guess you know you probably sense that.
So. Oh wow, this is not good.
But talking about zombies is weird, right? Because right
of disease.
Now, because my toed because times and my toed for a long time about zombie stories. Especially fairly realistic ones, is like the answer is just stay away from zombies. Because zombies, unless it's, iZombie has a very special premise where like the zombification comes from a thing you ingest.
Mm-hmm.
But I've always been like, oh, if everyone just like starved the zombies.
There'd be no more zombies. Yeah.
We would all just be okay. Like then the zombie virus would just like be gone and then we could just like live.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's harder than I thought it was. But my zombie ship is very, like, I did not get very, I didn't go very, like, A to C on this.
Mm-hmm.
It's just from my favorite zombie movie, which is Shaun of the Dead. And I think we've talked about Shaun and Ed before, and I think that friendship is really cool, but I feel like the rom-com of Sean and Liz, and then part of that is Ed is like their sidekick. It is very much like a Yumi and Dupree situation. but like their, how both Liz and Sean kind of their relationship grows up through the course of the movie for both of them. I think Liz starts to like see Sean a little bit better and Sean kind of figures out how to communicate better and how to be a better partner. And then by the end of the movie, you're confident in them being together, whereas at the beginning of the movie, you totally understand why she dumps him. So that's my ship, Sean and Liz.
No, that's I mean, it's like you say, it's a good one. It's a classic.
Thanks.
And I agree that like by the end of the movie, it makes sense, like not only why they would be together like during the zombie apocalypse, but that like why their dynamic works, like carrying forward in like the real world.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's very Edgar Wright in that they have to get steeped in the things that were their problems in order to come on the other side. But that's that dramatic irony he likes to employ.
Mm-hmm. Now, Colin, would you like to read a question from Twitter?
I don't know. I'm not really in the mood anymore.
Aww.
Wait, you're pouting?
I know. Why are you pouting? This is like master level manipulation.
Yeah, what you do is wrong someone and then try to make them think it's their fault somehow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You're
developing some real skills in quarantine.
If you would like to have your questions read and answered on this show, you can tweet at us at shippledips, that's shipple like nipple and dips like nips, or email us at shippledipsshow@gmail.com.
So this question comes from at Mellow Yellow Mel. And they write, Shippledips, my BF has headcanon where the infomercial for the magic bullet happens the morning after a house orgy. Do you guys have any commercial ships as well? Are you guys familiar with this sexy magic bullet ad?
I think it's just that there's so many people at the house trying different things in the magic bullet. It has this vibe of like the whole neighborhood came over.
Yeah.
It was someone, like, does someone sit on it?
What? Well, no, like they were like, no, remember all the fun stuff we tried last night? Let's try some stuff with food.
Yeah. So like, let's make guacamole and green smoothies and chocolate mousse.
Ooh.
We can do it all with the magic bullet.
Mm-hmm.
It has a very like, let's try something vibe.
Because they're riding high on all the success of everything they tried the night before.
Right.
It's interesting to like lump that in with ships though. Right? Like
do we ship anybody?
Yeah, it sounds
our ships are just basically orgies with characters.
Yeah, it sounds like Melody's boyfriend is just happy that everyone had a good time last night.
You know what this question makes me think of is the Folgers commercial where the brother comes home from wherever and
yes, with a
steaming sexual tension with his sister.
With his sister.
Which I know, I think we've probably brought up on the show before. And I know there was like a time that like it was big on Twitter that people were talking about it. But like, and someone did like a big expose on it, like interviewed like a bunch of people who were involved, except for the actress who played the sister, who, which just leads me to believe that she's taken shit about that her entire life.
Yes.
So I won't dwell on it here, but I just wanted to bring that one up.
I do remember you bringing that up. That it's like this strange fate that befalls people if they get in the wrong ad, like the sister, the Folger sister, the Peloton husband. Yeah. It's like you're now you're just
linked to that forever.
That.
Yeah, and I think I probably mentioned this before, but I have to talk about my OTP of commercial couples, which is the old couple who do the Swiffer.
Mm.
They're just so cute, and they Swiffer everything.
Mm-hmm.
And they clearly love each other.
You
okay, so that's like, I got it. That's untouchable.
Okay, I have a no TP.
All right.
Everybody involved in the commercial that's for a dishwasher, and they're like, yeah, I do it every night. I
hate
after-
that commercial.
I'm like,
I do it every night. And you're like, you, I live, the one girl goes, I live alone and I do it every night.
Yeah. Also,
you
like,
load your dishwasher every night. What the fuck are you up to, girl?
Well, also, like, literally, it only sounds like you're talking about doing dishes. Like, it doesn't sound like a sexual, like, I get what they're trying to do. Like, ooh, it could mean we're talking about sex. But I'm like, but it's so obvious you're not. Like, it's very, it seems like you're talking, from minute one, it seems like you're talking about doing dishes. So, like, the joke doesn't fucking work. I'm sorry to whoever worked on that commercial.
You know what one I also don't ship? And it's more just like, you're in a bad marriage, get out.
Mm.
And it's the Jake from State Farm commercial.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The, like, the distrust. It's over. This relationship is dead man walking. It's been over.
Mm-hmm.
If you watch that and you think it's cute and it reminds you of your relationship, I hate to break it to you.
No.
Get out.
Yeah.
Like, it's over.
I'm sorry, but, like, there's distrust there. And why is it there? Someone's not doing their job. And it's either because wife is distrustful because she's having an affair, or wife is distrustful because you're messy.
Well, and I that's okay. I suspect that he's messy.
Wait,
no,
do you
I
like
do
that commercial, Patrick?
I hate the commercial.
Okay.
I hate that it has found a second life with the new Jake from State Farm. Like, fucking A. Like,
ooh, a
hate
sequel.
It.
I like the one where the the young wife is concerned about her husband becoming his father, and so they have to refinance their mortgage or something. I forget what the moral of the story
you mean
is.
The product they're trying to sell.
I forget the
moral of the story. That's funny.
Capitalism has truly run amok.
All right, and usually this is not my jam, and as evidenced in multiple episodes of the show. I'm sort of thinking that I ship when the people call Discover and they talk to somebody about credit card issues, and it's like them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they relate so fully to each other.
Discussions with those Discover gangers.
Yeah, you're exciting, Colin.
Oh, sorry.
You know which one I like?
I thought you were talking about if I was in that commercial, that the other version would be exciting.
Because
Colin.
You are boring, Colin.
You know which one I like? That I think I think it's like a good way to like just show that this family's kind of silly and they give each other shit.
Yeah.
Is the one where like the whole family is like talking about the dad, but he's alive, but they're talking about him like he's dead. I forgot what the commercial is, but they're just like, you know, dad always did this and like... They're like, it's like testimonials, like they're sitting on the couch, and then he's like, I'm alive.
I'm right here. That's really funny.
I like that one.
Okay, now you're saying when you like, I'm going to say when I don't like, and I don't think it's like, I don't ship it. It's just like, it makes me not want to be in that family.
Sure.
Like, your one you're telling me, I want to be in that family.
Yes.
It seems like fun.
Yes.
This one makes me so annoyed every time. It's the one where the mom of two football players, like J.J. Watt and some other one.
Oh, my God.
And
yes.
She goes out during a pandemic. I don't know if it was shot during a pandemic, but to my mind, it's during a pandemic. She goes out and she gets everyone sub sandwiches from Subway.
Their
like big
favorite
sandwiches. And she
Subway
comes in.
Subs.
Yes. And she comes in and she's like, tuna for J.J. and turkey for T.J. or whatever their names are. And they're like, actually, it's turkey for me and tuna for him. Like, what do you even know, Mom? And it's like, she just went out and bought your freaking food.
That's,
thank you.
And
that's some fucking regressive shit. Like, they're acting like 14-year-olds.
Yeah, you're right. I called them football players, but I didn't say they are grown-ass men who make millions of dollars a year playing professional
also
sports.
Like, if even if it's the wrong one, just say thanks and then make the trade.
Yeah, you get to, you can have a cute moment with your sibling where you like raise your eyebrow and you just like swap them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the kind of family I am in, so I guess I'm okay with being in that kind of family. But don't, they're so mean to the mom.
Yeah.
Don't be mean to Mama Watts.
Yeah.
Or what?
Yeah. Yeah. And you named your kids like the same name.
JJTJ.
Well, that's why we named your brother Derek.
That, you're right. That's the button.
Is that the joke? Seriously?
That's the joke at the end. Is I named your brother Derek because it's easier to remember which sub sandwich he likes.
Oh, boy.
Italian, I mean, BMT,
frankly,
obviously.
I don't like the idea of people having favorite sandwiches from Subway. That on its own.
Well, okay, favorite and go-to, what's the line with Subway? Because I do have a go-to.
I do have a go-to
Subway,
as well.
But like, you're right,
there
I probably wouldn't call
difference.
It a favorite.
That's the
unless
difference.
I was in a commercial.
Like, yeah. Your favorite sandwich is one from a different restaurant.
Yeah.
My favorite sandwich is not here.
Yeah.
Subway is incapable of creating my favorite sandwich.
Dude, I don't know what the deal is with Subway, but like every time I eat Subway, I get raging diarrhea.
Same.
Oh, no. Well, okay, hold on. Have we talked? What is your go-to?
Oh, shit.
Sometimes it's turkey. So I usually do turkey or I'll do veggie or I'll do chicken. I think it's their bread.
I think it's the bread too.
Okay, so it's not like you're getting a hot.
What bread are you getting?
Either the honey wheat thing,
the honey oat.
Yeah, that one. Hmm. Or sometimes I'll just go plain wheat.
Okay.
Nothing crazy.
Nothing crazy. What sauces are you putting on there?
Every time it's regular. I don't know. Mayo mustard.
Regular. What are you talking about?
Mayo mustard. Just I'll have one drizzle of regular sauce.
That's what's happening. You're asking for some weird sauce they only pull out for you.
Yeah. Yeah. And that sauce is bad, dude, because only me eating it. It's old. I don't know what it is, dude, but like it's like garden hose. Like I'll eat it and then like my tummy does that thing of like a wrench inside of a dryer.
Yeah.
Where it's like boom, 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 and I'm like, uh-oh. And then that night, sure as the sun's gonna come up, garden hose. I don't know. I can't eat there.
I don't know. See, that's the kind of commercial they should be making.
Hey, guys. Two relationships.
Two relationships.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.